How you doing, fellow Christians? God bless you all. Jesus Christ is Lord. A lot of things going on in the world. I actually called a buddy just last night. And I said, you know, I'm getting fatigued. I'm getting fatigued by everything around me. You know, we had the Iran-Jewish war that's ready to just totally light up the world. We had Russia and the Ukraine. 1.5 million people, they claim, have been killed so far. Just a couple days ago, some legislature, I believe, from Minneapolis got shot and killed along with her husband. These are the things that are going on right now. Not to mention, you know, just as close as 5 or 6 months ago, the government was talking about drones they couldn't identify and possible UFOs in the air and another different pandemics hitting and obviously inflation and everything that's going on. The AI, all this. And the one thing we can't get fatigued about, gang, is your soul. Because all this, everything I stated is going to burn, going to die, going to dry up. But these are signs of the last times. So I want to read Revelation 18. I don't believe it's the end of the world, but I believe it's a sign. Stay with me on this. Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, in a hold of every foul spirit, in a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The great Babylon fell. Why? Because all it habitated was devils. Devils. In other words, demonic behavior. Sound familiar? Demonic behavior. It's manifested. You can see it. You can feel it. Don't give in to it. Don't tolerate it. Don't compromise it. Demonic behavior. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. In other words, sensualities, comforts. Sound familiar? And all the kings, this one great Babylon has affected the whole world. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her. No, I doubt it in any other period of time of history that all nations, it's saying all. This is the word of God. I don't care if there's a little community in the North Pole. Somehow, it's drinking and fornicating with this great Babylon. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you may be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. That's for us, gang. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Don't give in. Fight it. Fight it. It's going to happen in your spirit first, long before the act of fornication, sexuality, demonics takes place. It was in your heart long before the murder with the gun or the rifle or the club that took place. It was in your heart. God sees the motives of your heart. It's yesterday's newspaper by the time it takes place. That's just a manifestation of a sin. That's why we will know them by their fruits. Let me read that again. And I heard another voice from heaven. This voice isn't from hell or from you, even from man. This is from heaven. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. So he's letting us in on a consequence. The consequence is you will not partake in what I'm about to read if you pull out. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Sounds like another story. I remember the smell, the incense of Sodom and Gomorrah got to the throne. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. This is a doubling of the evil. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. So much sorrow and torment give her. There's no mercy here. God is sick of it. God is sick of it. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Even when you hear about politics, what is it? They just base everything on what? It's never righteousness. It's about the GDP. It's about the economy. It's about inflation. It's about rising insurance rates. It's never about living righteously. When in fact, if you were to live righteously, all that stuff would clear itself up. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart. This is good. I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. You know, a widow is somebody who's dependent on somebody. And what we're told here, that this demon says, hey, I've arrived. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death and mourning and famine. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall utterly burn with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Gang, this is going to happen in one day. And when I called my buddy up, you know, I said, can I be lulled to sleep here? Because I've been waiting for the end times forever. Because we're supposed to be. We're supposed to treat every day practically like it's the last one. We're supposed to look in the sky for the signs. We got Iran and we got Israel. Both were hearing about nuking one another. The United States has just entered in. Pakistan, who has a nuclear bomb, is right aligned with Iran. The religion, the demonic religions on both sides. The Jews need a savior. They rejected Jesus. The Jews need a savior, gang. They need a savior. They don't believe it. They're blinder than bats. The Muslims, they need a savior. They're blinder than bats. So we have two entities going at it who don't know the savior. But we're told of a great wrath that's going to come upon this great Babylon. And I don't want to mention who I think this could be, but you probably know already what I'm saying. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. The people making, the kings of the earth making money off this great Babylon. Who do you think that might be? Who do you think that might be? Do you know America has lost over 90,000 factories in the last 30 years because we wanted to make our money off the backs of little Chinamen and little Vietnamese? You know, all this thing about black reparation and all this thing about slavery and all this thing. I mean, 650 people in the Civil War lost their lives trying to free the blacks, making something right and wrong. No other nation in the history of mankind actually killed its people to set slaves free. So that was a payment for that evil that was done, which was an evil. However, we all have slaves here in America. Yes, you are a slave owner. It's called a little Chinaman making your $5 toaster. It's called a little Indonesian making your napkins or your clothes and your hat. Yeah, we're all slave owners. But that's going to end. The kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when she shall see the smoke of her burning. standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, exclamation point. In 1 hour is thy judgment come." So the plagues are going to come in 1 day. "Therefore shall her plagues come in 1 day, death, mourning, and famine." But here we go, something even more on top of that's going to happen in 1 hour. And I'm going to jump over to where it talks about the 1 hour, what I believe it is. I'm going to go to verse 20 and I'll go back. "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." So in other words, everybody that's been persecuted, everybody that's been beheaded, vengeance is the Lord, and it's going to take place. And here we go. I believe this is the 1 hour. "And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all." Guess what, gang? If I am a huge angel and I take a 1,000,000-pound stone and I throw it in the sea, what's it going to cause? It's going to cause a tsunami. That's what it's going to do. I'm going to read it. "A mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all." This tidal wave does them in. The 1 hour. Gone. "And the voice of all the harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more." That's gone. "No craftsman or whatsoever crafty beast shall be found anymore." Gone. "The sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee." No, gone. You're not even going to be making your own bread, nothing. "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." That's by all the drugs, all the music, all the frequencies, all the TV, all the entertainment. That's what deceived people because it was so sensual. We're warned here about what this is. "And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." Their blood was shed. Okay, get ready. We're warned about scoffers that say, hey, things don't change. You have to be crazy, absolutely nuts, not to know what's going on right now. I've said it 1,000,000 times. Satan has set us up. Why? Because he's the God of this world. He runs this show. Jesus. If anybody's a tree hugger out there and really likes what you see, and this is a wonderful world, the world is going to pass away. Everything dies in this world. Yes, there's temporary beauty in this world, but eventually it dies. The flower, the grass, the trees, the beauty, the women, they all die. The cars all rust, the money corrodes, it's all done for. It's a new heaven and earth. It's a new Jerusalem. These people that are caught up in all the third temple and the blood of bulls, it's blasphemy. There's only one sacrifice, only one blood, only one sacrifice. And that sacrifice was Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. It's a finished work. There's nowhere else to go. It's done. Everything else is a deception. Now it's your turn. You're told to be a living sacrifice all day long. In other words, you have to die to your fleshly lusts, your fleshly ambitions, all the things that take over you and pull you out of living a clean, righteous life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's not works. That's obedience. That's listening to the Holy Spirit in you, which is going to say, turn this way or turn that way, which we're told in Isaiah, that you're not even going to need a teacher anymore. The Holy Spirit's going to be your teacher. He's going to clean your conscience. Start living righteous. I just want to give you a list according to the Word of God here. This is what this great Babylon consisted of. And again, you tell me who this is. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys her merchandise anymore. That's because it's gone. The merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple and silk and scarlet, and all your wood, and all your vessels of ivory, and all your vessels of the most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and your cinnamon, and your odors, and your ointments, and your frankincense, and your wine, and your oil, and your fine flour, and your wheat, and your beasts, and your sheep, and your horses, and your chariots, and your slaves, and the souls of men, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. They're all gone. They're all gone. Even in your own personal life, close your eyes. And say, okay, I don't have my car anymore. I don't have my house anymore. I don't have any clothes anymore. I don't have any food anymore. I don't have anything. You know what? You become this close to being John the Baptist. This close. Sometimes I wonder. I think about things. Did John the Baptist actually have a better life outside than he did in prison? For all I know, maybe they fed him 3 meals a day in that prison. I don't know. But I do know outside, camel skin coat, eating locusts and honey. And that's John the Baptist. God's going to get us in the corner. We might all become John the Baptist if we get out of here alive. Well, we aren't going to get out of here alive ultimately, but you know what I'm saying. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and godly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. I'm not a doomsdayer. I just read the Word of God. I discern things through the Holy Spirit that lives in me. I wasn't saved by my parents. Not at all. God bless them. I wasn't saved by my own will. Because my own will had one directive. What's in it for me? I was saved from above. A miracle took place. That's why I cannot use logic. I cannot argue Jesus into anybody. Because it came from above. How do you explain that? But I could tell you out of my heart, get ready. Get ready. Get out of religion. Get out of all this garbage. And realize there is one. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Word, which means he is God. But he came flesh, which means he was man, to become a mediator. The man Jesus Christ, and he referred to himself as the Son of Man. But yet he wasn't conceived of a man. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost, which is God. So he was the Word, which was God. He was conceived of God. He was God. But in this wild story, God the Father said, I got to put myself in a fleshly body. And let him go through everything to be the ultimate lamb. The ultimate lamb passed the test, gang. Not easily. He sweat blood. He asked 3 times to let it pass. No. The Father forsook him on the cross. Because the Father can't see sin. And Jesus Christ was sin for us. He was a curse for us. What love. What love. What love. Therefore, whatever you're involved in, don't sweat it. Be anxious for nothing. Whatever's going on in your life, don't sweat it. All right? And I believe that Revelation 18, I know everything takes place spiritually also, but also it gets manifested. It doesn't seem like we're too far away. It could be tonight. It could be right now as we're speaking. Get your heart ready. That's the good thing. We've been given this message of eternal life. If you're in sin, get on your knees, turn from your wicked ways, and repent. And the Lord will hear you. He doesn't lie. He will hear you. Okay. And he will forgive you. Yeah. But now it's time then. Once you enter the family, you have to pick up your own cross because it's a fight. It's a narrow gate. It's a fight of endurance. It's a fight. It's just a fight, man. You know, it's just a simple fight to not even grumble or not complain or not worry. These things are what the world considers as simple things, everyday things. Everybody's a whiner. No, God doesn't want whiners. He doesn't want complainers. He wants courageous people. Yeah. That deal with the everyday things. So God bless you. Stay ready. And amen.